This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
During the summertime when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends and family or on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, whether you're at home or on the go, so you can stay connected to your loved ones and to your favorite things. Whether you're sharing pics from the best rooftops, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show, episode after episode after episode. So connect at home or on the move with AT&T 5G and home internet and create memories and more all summer long. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
I'm going out with the girls this weekend. Nails done. Outfit stunner. And my skin? I know it's going to be glowing because I glammed up my shower routine with new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. It smells so luxurious and deeply moisturizes with its super rich, creamy lather that's bursting with vitamin B3 complex. So my skin glows and my confidence grows. Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in just 14 days.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating Pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit TomboyX.com.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. It's one of the most tired tropes in the land of television. A character gets bumped on the head or falls down the stairs and suddenly has amnesia. They can't recall who they are or what they used to do, which results in a whole set of complications often played for laughs. Just before the end of the episode, though, they get their memory back thanks to another blow to the head. It's so ingrained in our minds that it's no wonder that between 38 and 46% of Americans think that amnesia can be cured by a blow to the head. And this TV trope didn't come out of thin air. It was a plot device in numerous novels of the 19th century and believed by many doctors of the period. In an article published in the journal Neurology titled "The Head Trauma Amnesia Cure: The Making of a Medical Myth," the author, one Mary Spears, an associate psychology professor at Drexel University, looks at where this belief originated. In the late 1700s and early 1800s, she writes, scientists thought that the two halves of the brain had the same function, much as the body has two lungs. French anatomist and physiologist François-Xavier Bichat proposed that a second blow to the head could restore the memory of someone who had a concussion. His reasoning was that since the two hemispheres of the brain needed to be in balance with each other in order to function, quote, that should explain these observations so frequently repeated of an accidental blow upon one side of the head having restored the intellectual functions which had long remained dormant in consequence of a blow received upon the other side. Spears said in a press release, from my reading of Bichat's work, it seems that he felt that the second trauma amnesia cure was a common occurrence and didn't need the citation of an individual case. This was not unusual at the time to forego evidence like that. Ironically, Bisha died of a head injury in 1802, but his theories lived on, and other doctors expanded on them. In an 1844 book, a physician named Andrew Wiegand wrote of a case where a 16-year-old boy who had been rendered insensible by a blow to the head suddenly came out of his coma weeks later, when the clatter from someone accidentally dropping fire tongs awoke him. Meanwhile, a second idea was also taking hold, that of memory permanence. Philosopher William James credits poet Samuel Taylor Coleridge with the notion that memories are forever etched in the brain. Coleridge used a well-known story of a woman whose ravings turned out to be forgotten memories to make his point. Although Coleridge was no scientist, Spears explained that he lived in a time when there were no, quote, hard and fast lines between scientific and popular writing. These ideas about amnesia have persisted long after Coleridge, Bisha, and Wiegand and become part of literature, movies, and television. By the mid-1800s, though, scientists were beginning to question these beliefs about amnesia. And today, we know that amnesia may be caused by things like a stroke or brain inflammation from an infection, a brain condition like Alzheimer's, seizures, or tumors. Blows to the head or concussions can cause confusion, but very rarely result in permanent loss of memory. And even among patients with amnesia, it's far more common to lose the ability to make more memories rather than completely forgetting who they are. There isn't any treatment for most types of amnesia. Patients are instead taught coping skills, like using smartphones to keep track of daily tasks. No, a second blow to the head will not fix the problem. Spears said, one of the issues we see in the persistence of this myth is that understanding how the brain forgets, recovers, and/or loses information is a complicated matter that's still being studied by brain scientists. As individuals, we may have had the experience of a memory jog or a cue that reminds us of some long-forgotten memory. Because our own experiences serve as powerful evidence to us, this reinforces the myth that all memories are forever stored in the brain and only need some sort of jolt to come back. Interestingly, scientists say that the film Memento is one of the few to get amnesia right. The main character, who has anterograde amnesia, is unable to remember from one day to the next what he's done, and so must create elaborate memory aids. Today's episode was written by Katherine Whitburn and produced by Tyler Klang. For more on this and lots of other brainy topics, visit howstuffworks.com. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.
An October morning in a quiet suburb in a town in Scotland. A man is walking his dog when suddenly shots are fired from a car. The man falls to the ground and the car speeds off. An ordinary residential area, but extraordinary things happen in ordinary places.
The instinct right away was it was a political thing.
We're talking about Russian-trained, high-ranking officer in the Secret Service.
An assassin comes to town, a six-part podcast. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.